That's good.
All right. Let's see. What are we going to do here? Let's see. We're going to go, we're going to touch a few more bases here. Hello. I sense Dan. I sense him around. Oh, he ran away. He's going to have to go to therapy. Oh. Dan has no idea what I'm going to do now.
He doesn't know.
Did Dan quit? No.
He's right there, not knowing.
We're going to do Last Mango in Paris. Well, it's a three-man show. I mean, usually we'd have to be subtle about that. Hey, get that capo out here. You know where I'm? Oh. Well, you could have a wardrobe malfunction, but this...
There you go.
There's not a lot of wardrobe in this show. Well, I just dress for the occasion, that's all. This is a song simply about the fact that when you work bars for a long time, you've learned that there's a lot of wisdom written on the bathroom walls. I have confessed before that in such cases, in the men's room there's a little bit of wisdom, but boy, there's interesting graffiti on the women's bathroom walls. I wasn't there in normal working hours. I would just, late at night, I'd just go, I was up there looking at inspiration. Would you go ahead and start? Turn the stars on. Get me out of this, please. Anyway, this goes out to my dear friend, for any of you who have journeyed all the way to the end of the eastern shore of America, to Key West, Florida, where I've had a few good years down there, and Captain Tony Terracino at Captain Tony's Saloon was one of my inspirations. So he passed on a couple of years ago. He actually ran for mayor of Key West way back when, and he won, but I was his campaign manager, my one little kind of foray into politics, and that's when he lost miserably, and I retired from politics at that point because there was a tombstone in the Key West Cemetery, and I thought that our theme would be revitalizing the island, and of course that's hard to do to people who live on an island because they really don't, they're there for a reason, and it's not to be productive. It's like, yeah, man, okay, sure, okay. Hey, it's the beach, come on, you know that. Anyway, my campaign was based on a tombstone. That should have been a signal. So this campaign was destined to be buried right next to him. But I thought that there was this wonderful tombstone in there, and the guy's epitaph was, and this is true, I quote, "I told you I was sick." I love that tombstone. And so I convinced Captain Tony this would be a good slogan for his mayoral campaign. And we got the hell beat out of us. And it was way too hard to explain. But anyway, he actually did win and was mayor and had a good run there. And I love the fact that our mayor was the owner of a bar. And if more cities were run by people that ran bars, we'd have more bars. And that's not a bad thing. I prefer bars to churches. I don't know about y'all. But... So let's go down to my favorite U.S. bar. I went down to Captain Tony's to get out of the heat.
Driver
shut the breeze for hours as the sun fell from the sky. And like the sun, he disappeared before my very eyes. It was somewhere past dark 30 hours. We went back to the head, lit upon those dingy walls. The words the old man said, he said, I ate the last mango in Paris, took the last plane out of Saigon, I took the first fast boat to China. Jimmy, there's still so much to be done. I ate the last mango in Paris, I took the last plane out of Saigon, I took the first fast boat to China. Jimmy, there's still so much to be done. That's why we wander and fall. Thank you, Captain Tony.
All right.
Oh, please take that. Thanks, Dan. Okay. Looking for my cup. Yeah, this is-